Only one higher seed gets the win on the first day of the Meyer Holiday Basketball Tournament as it follows the chalk, as they say in the sports world. It's Friday Sports. It's December the 19th, and I'm Corey Allen Ford from the CAF Media Ranch. Glad to be with you as we get ready for day two of the Meyer Holiday Tournament 61st edition. Girls bracket follows suit. 1, 2, 3, and 4 all advance, puts up a super showdown and a super Friday night of semifinal action. What could possibly be, as some have talked about, the girls' championship game in Class 1A, Eads against McClave, number one against number four in the seeding. Currently, Eads ranked third in the state, McClave out of the top 10 after the preseason number one and winning the state title. They'll match up tonight in the second semifinal. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Springfield and Grenada will be number two against number three in the bracket in the state. They're currently ranked 9th and 10th in the state. Springfield and Grenada go this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Boys' side of the bracket from yesterday, 6-seed Springfield, the only high seed to win on the first day of the 61st annual Lamar Holiday Basketball Tournament. It was Springfield upsetting number 3-seed Walsh 37-32, playing without their best player in Hudson Gourley. Springfield gets the win. They'll play Grenada just like in the girls' matchup. That'll be at 5:30 tonight for the boys' semi. The other one will have top seed and undefeated Wiley. They'll be taking on McClave, the defending state champion, three-time champion of this tournament. They'll play that game tonight at 8:30. Should be great ball games on the championship side of the bracket. It's all on CAF Media beginning this morning with our Junior Broadcasting Club. Dick Beecher will be on the call, 9 o'clock this morning for Walsh and Holly. It'll be followed by Kit Carson and Walsh on the boys' side. Junior broadcasters on the air on CAF Media. Over 9,000 views last night of our first day of coverage. That's all right coming up on for you for day two of the CAF Media coverage, sponsored by Scooters. And that is all this morning. Our coverage begins with the Lamar Holiday Tournament Today show, and that'll start at 8:25 this morning. Our preview and review of what happened yesterday and what's about to happen today in day two of the 61st annual Lamar Holiday Basketball Tournament. Join us for all the fun and frivolity like we had yesterday. More trivia prizes, more giveaways, more fun with all the announcers and color commentators, plus the kids are on the microphone today. It all starts this morning. Our play-by-play at 9 and the preview show at 8:25 this morning. Elsewhere in high school basketball last night, Stanton County visited Kim Branson. Both Stanton County teams come over from Kansas and get the win. 32-26 in the girls' game, 53-45 in the boys for the Trojans. Fowler's in the tournament at Rye. They were a winner on the girls' side, 35-22 over Frontier Academy. The boys beat Rye 47-44. South Becca teams played at Sherrall. Only one score to report. The Sherrall girls now 6-1 at the Christmas break. They beat South Becca 56-24. Sarah Crawford talked about them yesterday in one of the halftime shows. Is watch out for the conference that Kid Carson in is probably the toughest conference in the entire state, according to Coach Crawford, and most eyes would say the same thing. Crowley County beat Florence in the girls' game 58-29. No boys score to report. Manzanola was in the Sanford tournament, lost to DeBeck, who came all the way over from the Western Slope. 44-21, but DeBeck in the girls' game, 65-18 in the boys' encounter. Lamar gets back at it today. They have two straight days of basketball at CSU Pueblo. They'll take on Buena Vista this afternoon at 3 for the girls, 4:30 for the boys. Tomorrow, they'll take on Salida, also at CSU Pueblo. Lahana plays flip-flop. They'll play Salida today, and then they'll take on Buena Vista. All those games are at Massari Arena at CSU Pueblo, halfway point for both schools, and they'll get those conference games out of the way here in the next couple. Briggsdale will take on Cheyenne Wells, girls and boys basketball at the Idalia Classic today. Custer County takes on Fowler in the boys' game, James Irwin and Fowler in the girls' game. That's at the Rye Classic over in Rye. Tomorrow, Fowler is at Swallows. We'll take on Swallows Charter Academy. Crowley County takes on Flatirons Academy. Swink and Kim Branson. As we said, Buena Vista and Salida will take on La Junta and Lamar, respectively. Lamar Holiday Tournament, the Sanford and Idalia tournaments are in their final day in high school basketball coming up tomorrow. Wrestling, today it's the UNC tournament. That'll have the girls from Lamar, La Junta, and Los Animas. It's a two-day event. It begins today and goes into tomorrow. Huge tournament for the best wrestlers and girls on the mat in the state, and they'll be at Greeley coming up today. On the boys' side, it all starts tomorrow for La Junta. They'll be up there for that tournament tournament as well. The boys' bracket is all day tomorrow up in Greeley at Northern Colorado. The Inez Gomez tournament at Walsenburg's all day Saturday. Lamar, like Chris County Line and Holly, will all be part of that tournament. Usually a great affair at Walsenburg. The Goodland Classic this weekend will have Springfield over in Kansas. The boys will take part on Saturday. The new rankings are out for girls wrestling. It was announced yesterday and brought out last night by Tom Blair. He's the one who keeps track of all of that, along with Mr. Yount for the boys' side. The girls' announcement was that Lamar is now number 2 in the state as a team, just behind Pueblo Central. Alamosa is number 3 in 4A, followed by Lahana at 4. Los Animas is in the top 15 at number 14. At 100 pounds, the top wrestler in the state from Pueblo Central, that's Aislinn Duran, the state champion. Number 8 in that division is Lillian Kimball. She comes from Lamar. At 105, Chloe Kiesmore is number 13 in the state among the top 15 at 105. 110, number 2 and 3 belong to Southeast Colorado right now. Yuliana Garcia from Lahana is number 2. Isabella Martinez is number 3. 115 pounds, Valencia Adamia from Los Animas, a freshman, is number 3. Kayla Ruiz of Luanta is number 10. 120 pounds, the rankings have Audley Martinez at Los Animas, number 4. Italy Rodriguez of Holly in the first year of the program is number 5 at 120. 125, Isabella Ortiz of La Junta is number 2. Mia Mendoza of La Junta is number 9. 130, Chloe Nunez of La Junta is number 6. Number 11 is Haley Hancock of Lamar. 135 pounds, rankings right this week. Sarah Howell of La Junta is number 7 as she heads up the UNC. 140, number 4 is Bree Tyler of Los Animas. Number 10 is Addie Krug of Lamar. 145, Jacqueline Avila of Lamar. She was preseason number 1. She's down now number 4 at 145. 155, Dixie Bittner of County Line. Our own employee is a senior. She's number 5 after the win last week at Whitefield. She's at 155 pounds. The wrestler she beat last week was Hensley Morales. She checks in at number 11 this week. 170 pounds, Miranda Ramirez of Lamar is number 14. 190 pounds, Elise Flores of Lamar is number 9. 235, Torin Neugenbauer is a number 2 in the state from Holly in her first year wrestling at the program at Holly, and Elizabeth Gallegos of Los Animas is number 3. Those are the rankings for girls in Class 4A that were announced last night by Tom Blair, the official stat keeper for all that information in the state of Colorado. College football bowl game. Everybody got an Xbox last night from Missouri State and Arkansas State. Arkansas State got the win in the field, 34-28 in the Xbox Bowl. It was played in Frisco, Texas. Both teams end up the season at 7-6. Sun Belt beating Conference USA. Today, two more bowl games. The Myrtle Beach Bowl is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on the blue field of Coastal Carolina. Kennesaw State will take on Western Michigan at 9. The Gasparilla Bowl is in Tampa, played on the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during the Gasparilla Festival. Memphis will take on NC State in a good one at 12:30. The college football playoffs begin tonight. It's in Oklahoma. Alabama's last loss to a team twice in a year back in 1893. That's the last time they lost twice in the same year to a team, and that was a team that doesn't even exist now, a team called Birmingham. Alabama will take on Oklahoma tonight in Norman, number 8 against number 9. The winner gets number 1 Indiana on the New Year's weekend in the movement of the college football playoff. Tomorrow morning, it's Miami at number 10, at Texas A&M number 7. The winner gets number 2 Ohio State in the New Year's Day bowl games. 1:30, it's Tulane against Mississippi tomorrow. Winner gets number 3 Georgia. 5:30 tomorrow in the evening, James Madison, the 12 seed, the definite Cinderella of the college football playoff, at number 5 Oregon. The winner gets Texas Tech at one of the bowl games coming up on New Year's Eve weekend. That's number 4, Texas Tech. The FCS semis for the division smaller than the FBS is Montana State in the Battle of the Wild coming up in Bozeman tomorrow, and Illinois State out of the Missouri Valley, my former conference. They're at Villanova, and they'll take on the Villanova squad coming up in Philadelphia tomorrow evening. Last night, NFL football, what a kickoff to Week 16. Seattle was down 16 in the fourth quarter, came back and beat the Rams in overtime to clinch a playoff spot, getting a two-point conversion in overtime to win it 38-37. Despite Matthew Stafford throwing for 457 yards and 3 scores, the Rams are 11-4. Seattle had been 0-155, trailing in the fourth quarter down 16 before the win last night. Seattle is now 12-3, clinched the playoff spot. Sam Darnold had 2 touchdowns in the win for the Seahawks. They win it 38-37. Two more games for Week 16 on Saturday, Philadelphia at Washington, and a big one, Green Bay at at Chicago to take on the Bears on Lake Michigan. Jacksonville and Denver play Sunday. That'll be up at Mile High. Nuggets win last night. Nikola Jokic had a triple-double, 23, 11, and 13. Nuggets are 20 and 6. They beat the Orlando Magic, who got a triple-double from Paolo Banchero, 26, 16, and 10. But it wasn't enough. Nuggets 126 and Orlando 115. Nuggets off until Saturday when they host the Houston Rockets. The other winners in the NBA last night featured a lot of overtime games. New Orleans won in overtime, Dallas in overtime, and Portland in overtime. The other winners were Charlotte, the Knicks, Miami, Oklahoma City gets back on the right track. San Antonio, Toronto, Phoenix, and the Lakers, all winners on the NBA hardwood. On the NHL ice, the Avalanche are home against Winnipeg tonight at 7. Winners last night included Calgary and the Rangers. Buffalo, Minnesota's won 6 straight. The Avalanche go to Minnesota on Sunday afternoon. Washington, Ottawa, Edmonton, Dallas, the Kings, Montreal all win on the National Hockey League Frozen Ponds last night. NCAA volleyball, another upset. Texas A&M gave Nebraska its first ever loss of the year last weekend in Lincoln, and now they hand Pittsburgh their first ever sweep. Texas A&M beat Pitt 3-0. They were the 3 seed. They get Pitt. They'll go to the championship now with the Aggies for their first ever championship appearance in NCAA volleyball. That'll be on Sunday against Kentucky, who just got by Wisconsin 3-2. Fifth straight loss for Pitt in the semifinals. Texas A&M and Kentucky at the T-Mobile Center Sunday afternoon at 1:30 in Kansas City. College hoop last night, number 21, Ohio State women 79-45 over Norfolk State. It was number 15, Baylor 77, Southern 60. USC over Cal Poly 86-39. South Carolina steamrolled South Florida 103-44. And number 13, Vandy 64-35. On the NCAA men's side last night, one top 25 game. Georgia beat Western Carolina 112-82. Cal Baptist will play at Denver University later on this afternoon. All right, that's your sports report for a Friday. Don't forget, day two of the Lamar Holiday Basketball Tournament. Our coverage begins with the Lamar Holiday Tournament today with Dick Peacher and myself reviewing last night, previewing tonight, which could be like a championship night. We expect the place to be absolutely packed to the gills. And it's fire code night, as we like to say. There'll be hardly any place to sit. You better get there early. The boys and girls games start at 4 o'clock on the winner's side of the bracket. All the action starts with the Junior Broadcaster Club starting at 9 o'clock this morning with Dick Peacher. I'll be on the call later on tonight. We'll also have Robert Frammel on the call, as well as Pat McGee. It's all coming up for you. Dixie Bittner will sprinkle in there with Connor, all on the color and enjoyment in the pageantry of the 61st Lamar Holiday Basketball Tournament, Day 2. From the CAF Media Ranch on this beautiful Friday morning, it is December the 19th. I'm Corey Allen Ford.